The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing Simin Kuf Chaf Beis of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are discussing the laws of the 9 days. We are up to Halacha Ches. Minag b'kol Yisrael, it is a custom in all Jewish communities, shelo lechol basar v'shelo lishtos yayin, not to eat meat and not to drink wine, b'tishas hayamim shemin rosh chodesh ad la'acha tishabav. For the entire period of the 9 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av up until after Tisha B'Av. The reason why we abstain from wine and from meat during this time period is because we are mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and meat and wine brings a person to a state of joy. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down an additional reason, and he says that we want to recall that the karbanos of meat and of wine were suspended during the tragedies of the siege of Yerushalayim. The Kitzur tells us, the asar afilo b'tavsho, it is even forbidden to eat a cooked dish, shenispasho bo basar, in which some meat was cooked, o sheyesh bo shuman, or there's merely some fats of meat, va'afilo basar of asar, and is even forbidden to eat poultry during this time period. Ach mishem achale chalav mazikin lo, however, someone for whom dairy foods is damaging to him, yachol le'echol basar of, he is permitted to eat poultry during the 9 days. Uletzarechola hakol mutter, and for the sake of someone who is ill, everything is permitted. Umikol makam im eino kashulo, however, in any case, if it is not too difficult for him, yeshlo lahafsik, he should abstain. Shelo le'echol min zayin ba'av ulahalon, to not eat from the 7th of Av and onward. V'chein nogin k'tzas yoldos, and this is the practice of some women who have given birth. Lihimona mi basav yayin mi zayin av elach, to abstain from meat and wine from the 7th of Av and onward. Ki ba'osa hayom nichnasu hagoyim le'echol, because on that day, on the 7th of Av, the non-Jews entered into the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it is particularly a tragic time. Ubesudas mitzvah, and in a suda which is done for a mitzvah, kigon mila upitin haben v'siyam masechta, such as a suda for a bris mila, or for the redemption of the firstborn, or for a siyam, for a celebration that one is making over the finishing of a tractate, gam kein mutarin bebasav yayin, it is also permissible to partake in meat and wine. V'chutz me'avosa ve'echav u'banav, and other than the immediate family, v'chutz me'elo she'esh lahem shaychus b'mitzvah, and other than those who have a connection to the mitzvah, yachol lahazmin od yud anashim l'reyus, one would be allowed to invite an additional 10 people for social reasons. Avorak osin shigam b'pam acheres hayubon elav el mishter, but only those who would come to the meal at other times would be allowed to be invited at this time. In other words, don't start inviting the whole world to your sudas mitzvah in order to evade people's obligation to abstain from meat and wine. V'kol zos muta afilo be'erev tishabav kodem chatzos yom, And all of this is permissible even in Erev Tisha B'Av before Halachic Midday. Aval lo achakach, but once it is already the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av, it would be forbidden for anyone to eat meat and wine, even at a Suda's mitzvah. V'hasuda shenogen lasos belayla lifnei hamila, and the suda that some people practice on the night before a bris, ena suda's mitzvah, that is not classified as a suda's mitzvah. V'yasurim bibasa v'yayin, and is forbidden to have with meat and wine. Eliyesh lasosa b'machol echala, but rather it would be permitted to have the suda, but to eat dairy foods instead. V'kosho havdala b'motzei Shabbos, and regarding the havdala cup on Saturday night, im yesh tinok sheyishter rov hakos, nosnim lo, if there's a child who can drink most of the cup of wine or grape juice, so then you'd be allowed to give it to him. V'im lav, and if there is no such child who can do that, yachol hamavdo ba'atzma lishtos, so the person making Avdalah would be permitted to drink himself. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that when we talk about a child being given the Avdalah wine, well, it can't be a child who is already of the age of chinuch to not drink wine during the 9 days. But on the other hand, it has to be a child who's old enough that is of the age of chinuch for the bracha, because if not, then the bracha would be a bracha of atala. So you have to find a child who's in between these two ages. Now what some people do to avoid the problem is that they make havdalah over beer on Motzei Shabbos during the 9 days. And this is what is brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan. Halacha tes. V'chein, similarly, ein mechapsin betisha yomim elo, during these 9 days, we do not launder clothing. Va'afilo chaluk o beged, she'ena rotz l'lovshoy ad achar hatainis. Even a cloak or a garment that one does not want to wear until after Tisha B'Av. Va'afilo l'sitam l'choveses goya, asur, it is even forbidden to give it to a non-Jewish launderer. The Yisraelis muteres lechabes bigde goyim, but a Jewish woman is permitted to launder the clothes of non-Jews. Umikol makom bashvua shechol bo Tisha B'Av, but in any case, in the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, yesh lo lizaher, she should be careful not to do so. In the Shaar Tzion, he brings down that it is permissible for her to do so privately, so that people do not see what she's doing. V'chein asur b'tisha yomim elo lilbosh o lahatzia afilo hamichubasin mikodem. And it is similarly forbidden during these 9 days to wear clothing which is freshly laundered, or to spread on the beds bedding which is freshly laundered, even though it was laundered at a time that it was permissible. Rak lechavad Shabbos muta lobosh bigde pishdan, but in honor of Shabbos it is permissible to wear fresh Shabbos clothes. Ulahatzia sashochonos levanim, and to spread fresh tablecloths which are white in honor of Shabbos. Ulahachlif mitbechos hayadayim, and to change the hand towels, kederek sha'osin b'shar shabbosos, in the manner in which it is done in other shabbosos. Abol sedinin levanim, also lahatzia, but it is forbidden to put on white sheets for the sake of Shabbos. Ve'isha shetzvicha lovosh levanim, lispar shivanikim. But a woman that needs to wear white garments for the sake of her 7 days of Nikiyim, muteras lechabes v'lilbosh, she would be allowed to launder and to wear them. V'chein hamitbachos chitulim, similarly, the diapers shemilafifin behen esetinokos, that the young children were always dirty, shemalachachin oso tadir, that they're constantly making it dirty, mutar lechapsan, it is mutar, it is permissible to launder even during the 9 days. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it should be laundered in a quiet manner. Now the Rambam mentions that the same thing is true of other young children, that if they dirty their clothing regularly, so it would be permissible to launder their clothing during the 9 days. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that someone who doesn't have any clean clothing to wear, either because they only have a single garment or because all of their garments are unclean, they would be allowed to launder it during the 9 days, but not during the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. Halacha Yud. Ein osin b'tisha yamim elo begodim chadashim. One is not allowed to make new garments during these 9 days, o minalim chadashim, or new shoes, o le'erog and pilaos, or to weave socks, afilo al yedei uman goy, even if it's been done through a non-Jewish tailor, uletzorach gado, but for a great need, kigon l'nisuin, for the sake of an upcoming wedding, sheyu miyad achar Tisha B'Av, which will be immediately after Tisha B'Av, muta al yedei uman goy, it would be permissible to have a non-Jewish tailor make it, avolo al yedei Yisrael, but it cannot be done by a Jew. V'kodem Rosh Chodesh, but before the 9 days begin, mutar b'kol inyan l'siton afilo l'uman Yisrael, under all circumstances, it is permissible to have a Jewish tailor make the clothing, umutar lo la'soson afilo achakach. And then he's allowed to make it even during the 9 days, meaning if he needs to make it for his parnasa, he'd be allowed to do it even afterwards. Halacha Yud Aleph. Nashim shenogos shelo l'sader hachutin la'ariga mishum dezen nikri shesi. Women have a practice that they don't set up the thread for weaving because this long thread is referred to as shesi. The kaven shebatla evan hashesiya. And since the rock on which the Beis HaMikdash was built is known as the Eben Shasiyah, became bottled during this time, Shehoseh b'Beis HaMikdash, because it was in the Beis HaMikdash until it was destroyed, Hechmiro Aleihen Bazeh, so therefore they were machmir about setting up the Shasi, Asur La'atir Lehen, so for those who have that practice, it is forbidden to allow them to break their chumrah. Now, it should be pointed out that any type of needlepoint or embroidery, any type of knitting or any needlecraft may not be done during the 9 days, even if it is only a portion of it, and it won't be completed until afterwards, it is still forbidden. Halacha Yud Beis. Ein rochatzin b'tisha yomim elo afilo b'tzonen. During these 9 days, it is forbidden to shower or bathe, even in cold water. Now, this is referring to washing one's entire body. However, certainly your hands, face, and feet are permitted to be washed. Ach l'refuah, but for a health reason, kigon yoledes, o mi'oberes, shekrova luledes, such as a woman who has given birth, or a pregnant woman who is approaching giving birth, shetov la lirchotz, that it is good for her to wash, v'chein adam chalush, and the same would be true of a person who is weak, shetziva oso harofa lirchotz, that the doctor ordered him that he's supposed to bathe, mutaren lerchotz afilo b'chamin, they would be allowed to wash even in hot water. V'chein nida rochetzes v'toveles kedarka, and the same is true of a woman who needs to immerse in the mikvah, so she would wash and immerse as normal. V'im tovelis belaila shel acha tisha b'av, and if her time for going to the mikvah is on the night after Tisha B'av, v'im efshel lerchotz, and is impossible for her to wash that night, azai yecholo lerchotz be'erev Tisha B'av, then she would be permitted to wash on Erev Tisha B'av. V'chein kishaloveshes levanim, and the same is true when she is wearing white garments, yecholo lerchotz ma'at kidarka, she would be allowed to wash a little bit as she normally does, kevan she'ena osa letanug, because these types of washings are not being done for pleasure, and therefore they are permitted during the 9 days. Halacha Yud Gimel, Rosh Chodesh Av Shachol Be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Friday, Mi sheragil lerchotz bechamin bechol erev Shabbos, someone who's accustomed to washing in hot water every Friday, mutar gam atar lerchotz afilo bechamin. So now they would also be permitted to wash with hot water. Aval be'erev Shabbos chazon, but on the Friday preceding Shabbos chazon, asur lerchotz bechamin. It is forbidden to wash in hot water. Afilo mi sherogel bekach, even someone who does this every Friday. Ki im panav yoda viraglov, except for his face, hands, and feet, which are always permitted to be washed. V'chein mi sherogel bechafifas harosh kol erev Shabbos, someone who is accustomed to washing his hair every Friday, mutar lo gam ata, he is also permitted on this Friday. Ach lo biboris, v'lo b'mei ofer. But he may not use soap or shampoo. Umi shirogo litbo ko erev Shabbos, and someone who is accustomed to immersing in the mikvah every Friday. Mutar lo gam ata litbo b'tzonen. He would now be permitted to immerse in cold water. Avo mi she mivatlo lifa'omim. But someone who, upon occasion, does not go to the mikvah, asur lo, he would be forbidden to go on this Friday. The Kisa Shulchan Aruch is taking a strict position regarding bathing and showering on Erev Shabbos. There are poskim who are much more lenient, particularly Bizman Hazeh, in our era, when people are accustomed to bathing regularly, and they say that certainly on Erev Shabbos, someone who is accustomed every Friday to shower in hot water would be permitted to shower even on Erev Shabbos Chazon. And this is the position that is quoted in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Henkin and Rav others. Now, until now we were only discussing the issue of showering and bathing. Certainly going swimming during the 9 days is forbidden. However, some of the posts can bring down that if someone is going swimming for medical reasons, then it would be mutter for them to do so. One last point is worth mentioning. When we talk about hot water versus cold water, some posts can say that any water that's not comfortably hot is considered cold, which means that it doesn't have to be ice cold in order for it to be considered cold water. But if it's somewhat warm, but not comfortably so, then it would still be classified as cold water. Halacha Yud Dalid. Ovel, a mourner, shachol yom lamed shelo b'yud ches b'tamuz, that the 30th day of his mourning period falls out on the 18th of Tammuz, o achakach, or any day afterwards, ad erev Rosh Chodesh Av, until the first day of Av. Mutar lo lehistaper, it is permissible for him to get a haircut. Even though there is normally a custom not to get a haircut during the period of the 3 weeks, since the mourner was unable to get a haircut beforehand because he was in Avelos, so we allow him to get a haircut before Rosh Chodesh Av. Avo me Rosh Chodesh ve'elach, but from Rosh Chodesh and onward, Gambi ki haigavna osur bekibus ubetisporas, even under these circumstances, he's forbidden to launder or to get a haircut. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that bishas adchak, he would be allowed to take a haircut even after Rosh Chodesh, but not in the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. Halacha tes vav. Mila shehi bites yamim elo. If a bris mila occurs during these 9 days, no, again, the custom is shehamoel v'hasandik v'haben v'imo lovshin bigdei Shabbos. That Shabbos garments are worn by the mohel, that's the one doing the bris, and the sanduk, that's the one, the man who's holding the baby at the time of the bris, and as well as the parents of the baby. Aval hamachnis es hatinok oser, but the person who brings the baby into the room is forbidden to wear Shabbos garments. Ach ha'isha hamachneses es hatinok noheges lobos bigdei Shabbos kevan shezel kol mitzvasa. However, the woman who brings the baby is accustomed to wear Shabbos garments because this is her mitzvah. V'ki luach yesh lahater lahem kodem Shabbos chazon, and before the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, we would allow them to shave. Avo achar kach aser, but afterwards it would be forbidden. Now in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down that there are those that are mekel with the kvater, the person who brings the baby in, and they allow him also to wear Shabbos garments. Halacha tes zayin. Kvar kasavnu b'sif tes. We already explained above, ki b'Shabbos chazon loshen bigdei pishtan lavon, that on Shabbos chazon, the Shabbos that immediately precedes Tisha B'Av, the custom is to wear white garments, tahainu haksones v'hapuzmakos, she'enan ela mipnei hazeah. This is referring to the cloak and the undergarments which are worn for the sake of perspiration. Avoshar bigdei Shabbos tolya b'minag hamakomos, but other Shabbos garments are dependent upon the custom of the locale, im lahachlifan olo, whether they should switch them for Shabbos or not. Today, the common practice is that people do wear Shabbos garments during Shabbos Chazon, and they do not wear their weekday garments. He goes on and says, "Ubebeis haKnesses machlifin es haperochos vehamapos vehamilim b'Shabbos Chazon." In the shuls, they switch on Shabbos Chazon. They switch the curtain and the cloths which decorate the shul and the bima, ach lo b'Shabbos shechol bo Tisha B'Av, but they would not do so in a year in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Halacha yud zayin. Noagin b'Shabbos chazon l'kros l'mafter es harav. The haftorah on Shabbos chazon, the minig is that we call up the rav for that aliyah, shehu yodea l'konein, because he knows how to read it in a mourning fashion. The custom is in many communities that they read this haftarah with the tune of Megillas Eicha. V'lo yala oz l'shlishi, and in which case the Rav, who perhaps is normally called up for the third aliyah, should not be called up for it, because we want to save the maftir for him.